Class, how are you doing?
Good. This is one I'm interested in your answer to. Saturday night looked for all the world like Vanderbilt simply was a team that knew how to close the deal and win, and maybe Arizona didn't know how to close the deal and win. Now, obviously, Vandy's done a lot of winning in baseball over the last decade. You were there when a lot of this started, when this getting to Omaha stuff began. When do you think this became a program that simply found ways to win?
That's a really good question. And I think your observation from Saturday night is very accurate. Arizona had a lot of chances to get up more in that game and to put the game away and just weren't able to do it. And like you said, a team that certainly does not lack confidence at Vanderbilt was able to claw back and end up taking it home in the 12th. But to answer your question, I would say a decade ago, getting to the World Series gave a lot of confidence. And then, like we talked about late last week, this team's now 5-0 in its first round games. And so I think even though there are not many players, even from that 2019 team in the starting nine now, I think that they have seen that past precedent, and it gives them some good confidence in games like Saturday night.
Drew, take us behind the curtain a little bit. On the major league level, you just play one game after another, and you really don't have a lot of time for a lot of study and you know, here's what happened that we did good, and here's what we didn't do good. But in this format, you've got a day and a half where Vandy wins late Saturday night and they spend Sunday and part of today going over their next opponent, NC State. They'll play tonight at 6 o'clock. What is that like under Tim Corbin?
Yeah, to be honest, I think from a staff standpoint, that preparation starts before Vandy even plays Saturday, with Vandy being game two. On Saturday, I'm sure that they had a couple of staff members at the ballpark for the Stanford-NC State game, getting some information, scouting a little bit before Vandy took the field afterwards. Like you said, the game was a five-hour game and ended late Saturday night, so that preparation with the team likely doesn't start until Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, maybe after practice or the weight room. And then today it'll be just like a normal game day where they present the film and the scouting analytics to the team, and then they will try to replicate as much of a game day experience in the regular season as they can to try to reinforce that thought plaz that it's just another game. Yes, it's a game that's on national television. It's in a big ballpark with 20,000 people, but we're going to treat it just like we treated game 30 of the season as well.
I want to ask you about Jack Leiter. I've seen him pitch one time in person. It was a week ago. And, Drew, what impressed me the most about him was his ability to change speeds. When you see a 20, 21, 22-year-old who seems to be mastering that, it's pretty impressive.
It sure is. And obviously everybody talks about his dad and the upbringing that he got. And, of course, he knows how to pitch because his dad was a major league pitcher, too. And that's certainly true, but he has really grown into a dominant pitcher in his 2 years at Vanderbilt, too. Coming in to school, he definitely, the reputation was he knows how to pitch, but he didn't necessarily come into school throwing 98 miles an hour either. Scott Brown and the coaching staff over at Vanderbilt have done a great job building him into the dominant force that we've seen all year and who we'll see again tonight.
How do you think, help people with that. How do you take a person's velocity and increase it? Is it simply weight room, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, it starts in the weight room. And to be honest, George, it starts as a 19-year-old becomes a 21-year-old too, right? There's just some natural progression and growth in those years. But combining that with the weight room, combining that with a personalized development pitching plan, with weighted baseballs, with playing more baseball as well, being a kid from the Northeast, probably didn't play as much baseball in high school as kids from the South and from the West Coast. And so I think all of those different attributes come together to see the top five or so pick in next month's draft.
Joining us on the F&M Bank phone line is a former Plaster intern, but more importantly, a former Vandy catcher in Drew Fan. Watson, what do you got for him?
Drew, my hat's off to you if you were a plaster intern. And you made it through that. And you got sanity.
That's for another segment there, Watson.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to congratulate you that you got through that. And you can still talk. So that's pretty neat. Tells me you're a strong person.
I got 3 hours of course credit for it, too. And to be honest, I feel like I should have
gotten
up for the whole semester.
I think you deserve more than 3 hours of credit for that.
Is there a question in our future?
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Just calm down. Just calm down. Go Hawks. Drew, to me, when I watched the game, the difference, there was a confidence level. You just the Vanderbilt team just, when they got down early, it just poised, it just like didn't bother them at all. But I thought the difference was when we caught them and we went to the bullpen. Those two guys were just fantastic. And, I mean, Arizona, who's the best hitting team in the country, didn't touch them. Didn't touch either one of them, really. I mean, they got one run off a sacrifice fly. But those two guys, to me, were the total difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, that's a great point. Maldonado and Murphy coming in. I think they combined for over five innings, a little over five innings pitched and 10 strikeouts. Gave up maybe two or three hits. But you're right, and credit goes to Arizona. Rocker made a few mistakes in that first inning, and they jumped all over them. And then the two-run homer that knocked them out later in the game. But you're right, when Vandy went to the bullpen and called in Maldonado and then Murphy took over for him, headed into extras, they really slowed down that very impressive Arizona offense.
And I just thought the confidence level grew as that happened. And Arizona, we'd come to the plate, we're going to get a run. And I just, the look in the Arizona kids' eyes was, we can't hit these guys. We're not touching them. And I just thought the confidence level grew as the game went on.
Yeah, there probably was a thought in there, too. I mean, their head coach mentioned it in the in-game interview that they were just hoping to get Rocker out of the game. So yeah. Arizona probably breathed a sigh of relief when Rocker heads to the showers. But then when that's followed up with Maldonado and Murphy, guys throwing 94 to 98 miles an hour, I think those guys may have gone back to the dugout quickly realizing it didn't get any easier just because Rocker was out of the game.
Drew, what do you do with those guys? Is the day off? Will they come back strong and use them both again tonight if they're needed? How does that work in college? Throw them back out there pretty quick?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Watson. I think that's an interesting thing to watch tonight. So they both threw, I think, a little under 50 pitches.
Yeah,
like you said, there was a day off yesterday. I think if you see them tonight, it will be in a shorter window, maybe 1 to 2 innings instead of 2 to 4 innings. But, you know, I feel like we will see one of them tonight simply because that seems to be Vandy's postseason formula, is to go to one of those two after a 6 to 7 inning start from Rocker or from Leiter.
What is the last thing I'll give you to Terry real quick? Give me a little bit on NC State, if you know. Is this much more of a hitting team? I mean, they hit the ball well against Stanford, and Stanford's proven to be pretty good here this afternoon. NC State's come out of
really
nowhere.
Good offense. Yeah, really, really good offense. Was not a ranked, one of the 16 ranked teams, so went on the road in the regional to win, and then went on the road at Arkansas to get here and have continued that hot play beating Stanford. So very good offense, so look for that, Watson. Another thing, they really rely on a core of about 5 total pitchers as well. And so this is a really big game, obviously, for both teams, getting the winner going into the semifinals. But for a team like NC State that only relies on a couple of starters and a couple of bullpen arms, being able to get an extra 3 off days as opposed to the loser tonight coming back and has to play Wednesday, win and play Friday, win and play again Saturday, that will really tax their arms the way that they like to use that bullpen.
Terry?
Drew, yeah. I want to kind of echo what Watson said about you being able to I think a lot of credit goes not only to you, but also to Coach Corbin for being able to help you become successful in spite of the fact that you were George's intern.
I appreciate that, Terry. Thank you.
This is just simply piling on. This will not ever happen again.
Well, but Drew, the first thing I wanted to ask you about this, the guy who batted cleanup, Troy LeNave, wasn't even a starter at the beginning of the season in the Vanderbilt lineup, but he's been able to come in and DH and has delivered some seriously clutch hits, including driving in their first run after the 3-0 deficit. How much of an impact has he been able to have since he's entered the lineup about 6 weeks ago?
He's been great, and it just seems to be every year, Terry, that Coach Corbin's able to pull a lever and find somebody that has not had a major impact in the first 8 weeks of the season, but who has a great impact on the last 8 weeks of the season. And this year you've got Troy LeNave, like you've said, and then you've got Vaz at the back end of the lineup too. I think he started one game in the entire regular season and has started four or five games now in the postseason. And as you saw Saturday night, that I feel like the lineup really counted on the 8-hole hitter Vaz and the 9-hole hitter Gonzalez. They really powered that lineup and were on base for Bradfield and everyone else at the top of the lineup. So I think both LeNave and Vaz are a great example of what a coach always wants, right? The coach always wants to tell his players who aren't starting to be ready, because you never know when your moment will come and when your number will be called. And those two guys are great examples of that this year for the team.
You talked about, you know, how Vanderbilt just knew how to win, you know, and that it showed in the extra innings with what they were able to do, even after blowing an opportunity in the 11th to pull it out. You know, the one thing that I think I was as impressed with anything about was that despite not getting, you know, Kumar Rocker's A game, because he was clearly, you know, got roughed up a little in the first inning, and the fact that they had three errors on defense, which is almost unheard of for a Vanderbilt team come tournament time, I think it says a lot about this team's makeup that they were able to still overcome those things and win. And like I said before you came on, I think winning that, the difference in winning that game and losing that game might be the difference in being in the championship series or going home very early, because I think so much by both teams was put into that first, into that extra inning game, that Arizona really looks spent right now playing in the loser's bracket against Stanford.
No doubt. Like you said, they're down 10-0. I mean, I think that their World Series trip is coming to an end, and you're exactly right that when you play a long game into the night and you throw five, six different pitchers and you really lay it all out there, and in one of these double elimination tournament formats, sometimes it's tough to get off the mat and get back the next day. But from Vanderbilt's standpoint, I think the conversation post-game to the team has to be, we did not play anywhere near our best game, but we were still able to pull this out. So keep this in mind. We're never out of a game, but imagine what we can do when we put it all together and we have another chance to do that on Monday night.
George?
So, Drew, what do you think? Do they win tonight?
I have to think so, George. I know NC State's a hot team. I may be a little biased, too. Who can truly say? With Jack Leiter on the mound and with them not playing, with Vandy not playing a good game Saturday night, I have to think they play a more complete game behind Leiter and move on to the semifinals on Friday.
Appreciate the visit. Next time, sort of defend me a little bit.
We'll talk beforehand and see if we can concoct something, okay?
Let's see what we can do. See you, Drew.
See you guys.
Watson, y'all should be embarrassed.
I love it.